Well, I might in a friendly conversation, let's say, in trying to get my point over, that this ain't going to happen to me. I might use it, but I don't rarely, because I never know. Most times I'm talking to people of a different caliber, and therefore
You're just using them off friends or
friends or
something.
something of that sort, if we were joking about it, or making a point, let's say. It ain't no way. Well, that's just a common slang, I guess you'd call it. But it's not in my conversation with people. I don't use that way.
And say if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no.
No, you might have seen my brother.
Or, but it certainly
resembles me.
Well, would you say it wasn't I or wasn't me or what?
Let me see now. All right. Was it you I saw in town yesterday?
You say I
said no.
It
wasn't I you saw.
Okay.
Right. That's what I would say. Because that would not be an objective. It wasn't I. Okay. All right.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
Okay. And something a woman would wear over a dress in the kitchen.
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a
fountain pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Safety. It's a safety pin.
Okay.
And now they don't use that anymore now.
Mm-hmm. Do you pronounce those words the same way?
Safety pin.
And writing pen?
If I was going to write, I haven't ever written about a baby diapers.
No, I mean, would you, those two words, P-E-N and P-I-N, do you say them the same way?
No, they have different meanings.
But they're pronounced the same.
They're pronounced the same.
And soup that you buy comes in a can made out of?
Soup, you said?
Or cans are made out of?
Or tin, or
And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
And if it was real cold before you went out, you'd put on your
overcoat.
Okay. What would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
Which would be, when they used to have three-piece suits.
Well, there was suit, vest, and a coat, vest, and pants.
Okay. Any other name for pants?
Trousers.
Okay. What about something American?
Slacks.
Would you use slacks talking about the suit?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't use slacks talking about a suit. I'd use slacks talking about if I was going on the golf course or going to play tennis. Or say, I think it has a different connotation.
If you just bought it, it would be a brand
new suit.
And something a man might wear if he was working around the barn.
Coveralls.
Okay. Does coveralls just have the straps up here, or do they go all the way?
Coveralls only have straps on the shoulders.
And if you went outside without your coat and you were getting cold and wanted it, you might ask someone, would you go inside and what?
Bring.
Okay. So you'd say, so then he went inside and
brought.
And he'd say, here I have
your coat.
I have what?
I have brought your coat.
Okay. And you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it went perfectly.
This coat won't fit this year, but last year it fitted me perfectly.
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
baggy.
Or it makes them what out? It makes them
protrude.
Okay, or a more common expression.
I don't know what you want me to say. Protrude.